The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Woo.
Mine's so not sexy. I don't know what that
Mine
was.
Wasn't either.
It's really not so cute. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Talk Scary to Me.
Talk Scary to Me.
Talk Scary to Me. Talk Scary to Me.
Sounds so good when we say that.
I'm Danielle Harris.
I am Scout Compton.
I love it. Do you call yourself, do you always just say Scout Compton or Scout Taylor Compton?
Okay,
or?
Do you want to know about the name?
Yeah.
Do you know that my name is not Scout?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. My name is Desiree. Hey, guys. Desiree Star Compton. Very nice to meet you guys. I feel like I'm meeting you for the first time because now I'm saying it live.
What if you made an alter ego like Erica Jane on Housewives? Was Erica Girardi? What if you were just like Desiree really? Star was like...
Well, okay, so this is what happened. This is what happened was somebody told me because I did this when I was young as well. Somebody told me that I would never work in this business with Desiree as my first name because I am Spanish, and they said it sounded too like Mexican, like Desiree, Desirita sounded too Mexican.
Really?
Yeah. So they made me change my name, and my parents loved To Kill a Mockingbird, so mm-hmm. they picked Scout. So we're like, okay, cool, Scout Compton, and they're like, no. Like, because obviously Scout Star wouldn't have worked.
Right.
So they were like, no, you're Compton. Compton. It's not going to work. Compton. I was like, what the fuck? So they just tossed in like some salt and they were like, Taylor. Yeah. Scout Taylor Compton.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And who then chose that? Any of your parents?
Your
people?
No, it was this manager that I had when I was young. And she was the one who told us that it wouldn't work. And so,
do you think it would have worked?
You know, fucking now, yeah, it would have worked. But I mean, that's all I've known. You know, Scout is so me.
Right.
It really is. It's me. But Desiree's still on my driver's license. It's still on everything.
Does your dad call you Desiree?
My mom calls me Desiree when I'm in trouble.
Oh.
Like, I'll know. Like, when I'm still in trouble, I'm 32.
I was like, I know when my husband says Danielle, like, instead of babe, that there's an issue.
Yeah. Well, like, my boyfriend, like, you know, his name is Tom, but that's his middle name.
Oh,
yeah. Both of you.
What's his first name?
Francois.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you call him Francois?
Well, because I found out, like,
year into it?
Well, like, me too. I didn't tell him, like, Desiree until, like, you know, like, maybe half a year.
You guys have never seen each other's driver's licenses?
Well, now we do. Now we know it. But now I still don't know how to spell his first name.
Francois.
How do you think my name is spelled, Desiree?
Desiree.
No, Desaree.
Oh, your parents really fucked you.
Yeah, they're really. And then Star. How do you think Star was spelled?
Is it spelled weird?
Oh. It's Starr. Desiree Star.
You don't need a porn name. Like, that's your porn star name, girl.
Coming to the stage is Desiree Star.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's pretty awesome, actually.
Isn't that funny?
Wait, so you've never been on a trip with your man where you've had to see each other's driver's license or booked tickets where, like,
well,
you have to use your real name?
That was when I finally said it, because I think he had to, like, book a ticket or something. And then I was just like, yo.
So Desiree's on your driver's license?
Yes.
So you book your airplane tickets under Desiree. Oh,
yeah.
And your hotels and all that stuff. Oh,
yeah.
That's so weird.
Isn't that
in a show with you and you were like, Desiree Star, I'd be like, wait, what? You're using what do they call those names? Like when you're like trying to, like when you're like, oh, I'm going to go under Cinderella. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess you've never been on like a check, when we checked into hotels.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's always Desiree. We're always like Desiree, and then I have to be like, oh yeah, okay, it's not under Desiree, it's under Scout. Like, it's okay, yeah, but it's not gonna match the driver's license, and they're so confused.
Yes.
I'm like,
I do the same with, like, married name. I'm like, it's my Harris is not my married name, but so it's on this credit card, but this is my last name.
Yeah. It's crazy. I just need to get it fixed, but it's like a hassle to change that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting legally until my man pops the question, and then
you go under his last name.
Did you?
It was a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
From him. The only thing he required of me
is was that I change
my last name.
Wow.
It was literally a deal breaker. Nothing else. That was it.
Wow. I wonder why.
I don't know.
He never kind of went into detail about why.
No. No prenup. No weird. No nothing else.
Just my name.
I just want you to take my last name.
Oh, that's kind of sweet though.
Yeah.
My last name
is gross. Literally.
Gross.
I was like, God, you're so great. This last name is awful.
Yeah.
I was like, did you get made fun of in school? And he was like, babe, I was 6'3 when I was 13. Nobody fucked with me.
Yeah,
probably.
Oh, well, I like it.
But it fits him.
Use Danielle Harris.
Yeah, so I'm never not going to be Danielle Harris.
Yeah,
for
acting. Okay.
Yes. And Carter goes around now, my older one, saying, Danielle Harris. Hi, I'm Danielle Harris. I was like, wait, why? How do you know my name? I see, listening. I think he's listening to our Instagram lives and stuff. Like, hey guys, Danielle Harris here, or whatever. So,
oh my god, that's interesting because he doesn't know you anything but
mommy, really.
Oh my god, I love that.
He did say he wanted to be an actress.
Did he really?
Yes. I said, well, it would be an actor, and you're not allowed.
What?
Not allowed to be an actor.
No. Come to my house.
He can play, but he can't be an actor.
So really?
He can play. And he said, my teacher told me that I could be anything I want to be. I was like, yes.
But even when he gets older, you don't think that you're going to let him?
Fuck no.
Really?
No way.
I guess you had a different upbringing.
Do a real job. Yeah. Please do a real job.
Yeah.
I don't want a son that's trying to fucking be in front of the camera. Like,
really?
No.
What if you really read it with them and they had they had it?
Nope.
Oh, see, I think I'm different. I think that I will be able to at least guide them and protect them until they were, but I don't think I would be able to do it when they were young.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I just want them to have a real job and not have to be stressed about getting it's, until the next job, until the next job, until the next job. As boys, I want them to be traditional, do something super creative. Yes.
Yeah.
Be a DP, do something in the film industry if that's what inspires you. But I just want there to be some sort of consistency. And I don't know. I just feel like a lot of, at least in my experience dating guys, they want to... They're more vain, but they want to be in front of the camera. Who wants to really be a movie star when you're a man? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just something vain about it to me. And I mean, I don't know if you've had the experience, but most of the men that I work with are way more high maintenance on set than the women are. Right?
Yeah.
More time in the makeup chair, want to do another take, want to be on this side of the camera. And the girls are like, I'm fine. Am I sweaty?
Interesting.
So I don't want a son that's going to want to be in front of the camera.
That is interesting.
Go do something else. Go be an engineer or a trash man or any other real job.
You do know that because you're going to keep them away from that, that's what they're going to want to do, right? Maybe let him give a taste of it, and then he's going to be like, fuck this shit. I don't want this.
But the problem is, when I took him to the last convention, I took him to the convention with me, thinking mm-hmm. he'll come with me to see what mommy does for work, and he'll never want to come again. And now every time I go, he wants to go with me.
Well, that's because he thinks I'm going to be there.
Of course he does. Your pictures are in his fucking bedroom. He loves you. Oh, my
Just
God.
Just tell him Scout's not going to be there. Just say Scout's not going to be at this one, and then he'll be like, okay, never mind.
Well, we can't do a live then and have my sister be on the Instagram, because she'll press it to watch us, and then he's with her when I'm away, or my husband.
Yeah.
And he's he knows we're together.
Yeah, he loves you. He wants to be like you, look. Of course he does.
No.
Look at this. He's I could be that.
Good boy. He also wants to be a mermaid. I'd rather him be a mermaid.
Oh, yeah, be a mermaid.
He asked me this morning at 6:30 what ocean the mermaids were in.
Oh.
And I was like, they're in all the oceans.
Is his birthday coming up?
February.
Okay. That's right.
That's right. They shared
my
birthday.
Oh my God. Okay.
Are you going to do something with mermaids?
Yes. Okay. Fuck it. We're combining our birthdays.
Okay.
We're going to figure out. They have live women that come and they bring tanks or whatever and they.
Oh my mermaids. God. He.
Or what if they just did in the pool?
They could do it in the pool. He would die.
Oh my God. We're going to have a mermaid party.
Literally fucking die.
I love it. Okay. Done.
Done. It's so funny.
Doing
my
it.
Boys are so different. I've got Carter that wants a mermaid party, and Jagger, we're having a construction party. Everyone's wearing construction hats. My husband wanted to rent a bulldozer to actually dig up the yard. I'm like, there's 3-year-olds. Can we not have giant machinery in the backyard?
Oh my God, for the love of God.
But I got a bounce house and a slide and like we're doing like all just all kinds of stuff.
And you have like everything. Snow cone
machine and
oh I love that.
Just my friends, not his school friends, because they're having a little party at school. So it'll be my friends that are with him and their kids.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
I can't wait till I have a kid that I can bring to like but I'm gonna be so behind.
No.
your kids are going to all be in their teens. I'm going to be like, hey, guys.
But that's like my life. Anybody I started so go? Late. All my friends' kids are freaking teenagers.
Can you have another one when I have one?
No. I'm too old, girl. Okay. But you have a baby at 46.
Don't want to be. You know I'm going to be calling you. And I'm
of
like,
course. No, I love that.
I don't know what to do. You know what
I love that. I'm like, I want to help with that stuff. Like, great. That's my jam.
Fuck yeah, great.
Ask Serena, our friend Serena Vincent. I was like on her ass about everything. I was like, let me go with you. Let me talk to you about your list. You don't need this.
Cool.
You don't need this.
Cool.
You should do this.
I need that.
Someone that's just like, makes it easy.
Done. I know my dude wants two. I want one.
Just start with one.
Well, I just got... This is so funny. Before we get to the podcast, I'm getting a tattoo removed and one's... Have you gotten that done?
Like, no.
A tattoo removal?
No,
oh, God.
Girl. I'm all tattooed. I don't even care anymore.
Oh, God.
I just cover it up.
I have one on my side that I just need off and it's like right on my ribs. And it is the most... It's like the worst fucking pain that I've ever experienced. It's worse than even getting the tattoo.
Getting it on there on your ribs is no joy either.
It is 10 times worse. 10 times worse. And he's like holding my hand. And it really like made me think of like...
Going
and
to
I
labor.
Looked at him. I looked at him and I was like crying. I was crying.
Oh, no.
It hurt so bad. And I like had these glasses while I'm crying. And I was like, you want to have two babies? That's what I said to him. Like, we're having two.
You're not going to try to do, like, au naturel in a home, in a bathtub, like,
oh,
no drugs?
Hell no, but okay, I still don't like needles. Look at me. I'm like, I'm touching myself because I'm like, fuck, I feel like I'm already in labor. Oh, don't worry. You're going to probably be there. I'm a guy who probably, like,
be your midwife.
Two people. I'd be like...
I'd be the best in the room. I make sure shit gets done and I keep everything chill.
Yeah, you'd be so good.
Totally, so you could totally trust me.
I'm afraid also too that I'm gonna shit when I'm giving.
Well, hopefully you'll have a C-section. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Did you?
I had two C-sections.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't shit in front of anybody ever. I don't do that.
I mean, no, but like that's like a possibility.
I don't poop though.
Yeah.
I know you don't either.
No, girl, I do. I'm having trouble right now pooing, so if anybody can help me with that, laxatives aren't working, so let's go.
Oh my God, okay, hurry, before we dig ourselves into a deeper hole here.
We're open. Did we not say that we were open book here?
Yes, we are open. An open book here.
We're definitely open.
Okay.
Yes. So let's get to the question.
Yes. Yeah. What note? What notepad were they under?
So there are actually photos. Yeah. Got screenshotted. It. So pick one.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay. Since we're naughty. Oh, Ray Silva. Ray always sends me good questions.
Nice.
Where was the craziest place we have both had sex?
Oh well, Danielle, I know you've got some crazy places over in that corner. So
it's not really like crazy. I mean, I've had sex in crazy places, but it's more like a story came to my mind when I saw that. So there was a time where I was in New York. This is so long ago. See, it always happens when I'm dating somebody and I'm not getting what I need from them, or they're being kind of assholes, that I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. And then I'm like, try to venture off real quick just to like feel better. It's horrible. That's part of SLAA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so back in the day. That. Yes. So so I was dating this guy. It wasn't really going anywhere. I went to New York and I think I was dating an actor and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I was in New York and I was at dinner and I was with friends, and these two random guys walked up to our table. We were sitting outside and they looked like they were wearing like shorts and t-shirt. Like it was, they were not dressed like they should have been at a nice dinner. They were like flip flops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And they were hitting on my friend Kimberly and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whatever. Like, one kid was like a redhead. Another guy was like kind of short, like sort of balding,
yeah,
and like shaved head. And I was like, shorts and t-shirt and flip flops, like not interested.
Oh, God.
But they were cute, but just not what I thought I was looking for.
Okay.
And I was texting this other guy that I was trying to meet up with that was from my acting class, this guy Andy that I really wanted to hang out with.
Okay.
And because I was mad. So I was planning hanging out with Andy because I was mad at this guy. Okay, from LA.
Yeah. As you do, ladies.
You know what I
Queens
mean?
Queens of that.
Yeah. And anyway, Andy was being kind of like, he was lagging. He was like, okay. not responding fast enough. And like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm having dinner. It's getting late. Like, this is like, you want to hang out with me or you don't want to hang out with me. It can't be like, you know, getting back to me in an hour. Yeah. Or like, well, what's your plan after midnight? Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this guy's irritating. So these guys come over there, talk to us, and they leave. And I'm like, not interested. And my friend's husband says, do you know who they are? And I was like, what? He's like, you want a fucking guy that's got their shit together? They're NASCAR drivers.
Oh!
And I was like, what? He's like, that's... oh my God, I'm blanking on his name right now. I didn't know for like three months.
You tell us the name? You're so brave.
Wait, if I can remember his name.
Oh my God, I love that you don't remember this guy's name.
Oh my God, I don't remember his name.
We'll continue the story. Maybe you'll remember it.
I've flown to North Carolina like three times to see him.
Well, girl, you were just in it for the day.
I wasn't even in it for that. Casey Mears, that's his name.
Oh,
Casey Mears,
shit,
okay. and then Vickers, Brian Vickers was the other guy.
Which one were you? Casey was the one that I was like,
oh, he's kind of cute.
Oh, I love that you're saying the names.
Oh,
you're so brave.
Shit.
I love it.
And I was like, wait, what? My friend's like, dude, you have no idea. Like, you're looking for like someone with a real job and stability and like, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. So I got to go back and like try to regroup.
Hey guys.
So we did.
Okay.
And we ended up going somewhere after and having a drink, and they were actually really nice and cool. Super cute. Now I know why they were dressed like slobs, because they could give a fuck.
Yeah.
They were like from the South and NASCAR and drinking beer and, you know, they wiped their butt with money. And I was like, well, I judged you wrong.
Don't judge a book by its cover, ladies, at these bars.
You just don't know. And so I ended up going out with them. And having a great time, and we had drinks and we're dancing, and we made a plan to like meet up the next day for breakfast.
Oh.
We were kind of hitting off. My friend Kim hit it off with Brian. I was like, this kind of like, oh my God. And we were giggling, like, could you imagine we're best friends and we end up marrying
two NASCAR drivers.
Oh my God, we'll live on the road and we'll drive around in their RV and like we'll sit and eat hot dogs and we'll cheer them on.
What is it with
you know?
Women that they just say, like, they may, they
oh
like,
God, you immediately start painting the picture.
I love it.
So anyway, so we exchanged numbers and we had like our little hookup, you know, our goodnight kiss. And I was like, I'm actually really attracted. Yeah, he was.
Cool.
And of course, I'm on my way back to the hotel with my friend and my roommate at the time, and then her friend. There was four of us. And my phone beeps, and it's the guy that I've been wanting to meet up with all night at the hotel.
What'd
like,
you do?
I was like, I was drunk. I'm in New York City. I was like 27 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck. Now he's calling. Now he's available. I was like, well, I can just go back with my girlfriends and go to sleep. Or I can just go over there. So I was like, fuck it, guys. You go back to the hotel. I'm just going to go over there to see this guy.
I love it.
So I roll over there and it's late. I mean, it's got to be at least 3 o'clock in the morning. So yeah. I go all the way downtown. It was the W in Midtown. I go all the way downtown to Soho, to this little boutique hotel. And I walk in. I call him. His name's Andy. I call him like, can you come down? I hate elevators. I'm like, can you come down and get me? I'm coming in. I'm like, I'm getting out of the cab in a minute. Yeah. And he's like, I'm on my way down. He's just like sweatpants, no shirt. He comes down. I walk into the door and I press the elevator button and I'm waiting. And fucking Casey and Brian walk in the door behind me. They were staying at the same hotel.
Oh, no.
Girl.
You looked like a, oh, no. Were you like, I'm staying here.
I hid in a tree. I literally hid in a tree. Behind the bushes. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But wait, but Andy's coming down and the door's gonna open. So Andy comes down, door's open, he's in his sweatpants. Obviously it's 3 in the morning. What am I doing there by myself? And he opens, the door opens, and he's like, Danielle! Danielle! And I had to get, he's like, come on. And I had to get in the elevator with the three of them. in his title.
Oh my god, I'm hiding.
I literally was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. I cannot believe this is my luck. So when you were talking earlier about like weird shit happens, yeah. Like what are the odds? I didn't know where the fuck they were staying. I looked like the whore that I was. But you know what the really cool thing was? I didn't stay the night at Andy's, but I stayed for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then I snuck out of there.
Okay.
And then I went to breakfast with Casey the next day.
You're my warrior.
And he was like, that's crazy seeing you last night. I was like, oh, no, he didn't address that's crazy. Elevator? No, he didn't say a word.
Yeah, like, whatever. Whatever, man.
I don't know you. I just met you. I came here to like, oh my god.
Oh my god, I don't know if I should share the story. I don't know, but I can't say names.
Okay.
I'm not going to say names.
Okay. Mine was good. Like, it's not a bad.
Yeah, you know yeah, what no, I mean? No, like, no, everyone no, came no, out smelling no. like roses. Oh my god, that's the image that I'm going to forever have in my head is you behind a bush.
A fig tree.
Oh my god, being like,
Danielle!
Oh, I love it.
Wearing his pajamas.
I love that.
God.
So I remember, okay, so this is the only time I've ever hooked up at a con.
Okay.
And I just got out of a big, long, long fucking relationship and trying to figure out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, you remember my gothic phase? Do you remember me? Like, me going through my gothic phase? Yeah. Like, long, like, extensions, like, really gothic, like, red lips, like, really smoky eyes, yeah. Always wearing black. Like, yeah, I was trying to figure my fucking self out. But I remember I was, like, so devastated, and I just had in the mindset that I'm, like, I'm going to hook up with someone. Mm-hmm. I'm hooking up with someone. And I remember I went out to dinner with Malcolm.
And I was McDowell.
Like, McDowell. Yeah, Malcolm McDowell. And I was venting to him. And he's like, well, you just gotta, you just gotta get under someone. And I was like, okay. I was like, the next fucking person that walks through this door.
Oh, God.
And our cons, there was two cons going on at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
So there was another con going on across the street. And
for what kind of convention was that? This is going to help me figure out who this person is.
No, I'll tell you who this person is. So,
it was a celebrity at another con?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't a fan.
No,
it was a celebrity
at another con. And I don't do that. I've never done that. I've, like, you know, how many years? Oh,
not at a show, though.
Oh, yeah. See, not at a show.
No, never.
I've never fucking done
it. No,
like, weekend. No. Like, you know, and you hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't you hear about it?
Yeah.
Mostly you hear about, like, people fucking shit. And I'm just like, ugh, gross.
I think there have been other guys at shows that have tried thought that it was,
yes.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna like
do
I'm
this.
Sorry, what? No, yeah. I'm going to bed. Gross.
So I didn't think anything of it. And I said, the next person that walks through this door, and this person walks through, and it was like one of the most gorgeous men I've ever seen in my entire life. And I didn't know who the fuck this person was. I had no idea. And Malcolm goes, stop him! Him! And I was like, what? And I just didn't think anything of it. And then, you know, the dinner continued. And I was like, Malcolm, I'm just like, I'm going to go home. Like, this just doesn't feel, like, I just feel, like, weird. And, you know, this guy, I, like, forgot about this guy. I come walking out, and it's like in a movie, man. It's like a
movie. He's, like, waiting for you.
It's like there's glass, and he's coming this way outside from smoking a cigarette, and I'm coming this way. And we just, like, lock eyes.
I love it.
It was the weirdest thing. And, like, part of his glass, like, it was, like, starting to, like, disappear. And he, like, literally did this, like, trying to, like, see me as I walked away. And I just remember smiling. I was like, that was, like, the weirdest thing. I was like, that's so...
I'm dying to know
like,
this
swooned.
Is.
Like, swooned.
Yeah.
And so... That day, that night, I went to a bar that everybody was hanging out at with my handler, I guess, who was like responsible for keeping me in check because I was like on one. I was like, give me I want a drink, all this stuff. And he was there. And, you know, like, oh, all the girls were all over him, like all over him. And I do this weird thing when I like really like someone or want to talk to someone, I avoid them.
Yeah.
That's how I think I'm going to get them.
That works out. Does that work out well for you?
No. Avoid. Talk to everybody else in the room, but the person.
Okay.
That's Scat 101 lessons over here. If you think, if you want to know if I like you, I didn't talk to you. That's how you know I like you. So the night, the night continues, and we're just eyeing each other. And my friend with me brings me over and introduces me. And this guy has just like a coy like smile. And of course, he like invites me down. We hit it off like nobody I've like hit off like real fast. Yeah. And it's like 2 a.m. The lights go up and I'm like on his lap. Like we've gotten to that level. On his lap, we're like laughing. We're like playing some sort of game or whatever. And he's like, what? I was like, oh, I guess I got to get going. He's like, no. He's like, I was like, well, I don't want to do this. Like, there's too many people watching. It's, it's right. You and me. Like, I was like, I can't do this. And he's like, I'm going to hide a key. I'm going to tell you my number.
Oh my God.
And we're going to walk different ways. It was the weirdest thing. I've never done this before.
It was exciting.
Yeah. So exciting. I had cutlets in. So I like my friend is gay, so I took off my cutlets and I was like, you need to take these. And I like went to the secret like little planner in the hotel lobby and got the key, went up to the room.
Were you staying in the same hotel?
No.
Okay.
No, different hotels.
Okay.
And I go up and it's like the penthouse.
Oh shit.
Of the fucking hotel. And I walk into this thing and I'm like, where the fuck am I? I'm like, what is this? Like, I feel like I was like in 50 Shades of Grey. Like, it was in some weird like
rinky dink room across fucking, the way.
Like, windows, large windows overlooking the city, like the most sexiest view I've ever seen in my entire life. God. And I'm just like facing forward looking at this view and like the doors open and I hear the click and he just comes in. And I just look at him.
Is he wearing a robe or is he totally naked?
I just look at him. He just came in. Okay. And it was like instant, like just like making out. And like we just like had sex the like outside in the view. And it was like it was a really nice night. And
did you talk to him again after that?
Yes. Okay. But I totally like crept out because I couldn't sleep though, oh, no, you know, like cuddling and not doing all that.
Nope.
But he wanted me to stay because he wanted to cuddle me.
Oh God, that's so weird.
And like, and it felt nice. Yeah. It felt nice, but I was just like, I got work to do in the morning. Yeah. And I snuck out.
Did you leave a note? I used to leave notes.
I didn't leave a note, but when I walked out, two people,
oh shit,
from the bar,
walk of fucking shame
back to my hotel at my con. And they were giggling because they fucking knew. They fucking knew it. And
she'd been like, yeah.
I just went, meh. I just looked in. Oh my God, it was the craziest thing. I was like, so what is happening? So what convention was
across the street?
That fucking telling you, Danielle.
You have to say the convention. I don't need to know. You have to.
I'm going to tell you later.
You got to spill the tea.
I will tell you later.
Don't tell me who. Just tell me what convention was going on across the way.
I don't know. It was a bigger one. It was like a Comic Con kind of vibe.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was still in your, your wheelhouse.
Yes, in the wheelhouse. Okay.
Oh, so is it someone from like Supernatural or like one of those TV shows?
I don't know.
You liar face.
What's the next question? Okay. So I don't think those are the craziest places that we've both had sex, but I think those are the craziest, like, that we remember situations. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to have sex in crazy places. Like, what's crazy nowadays?
Outside?
Oh, I have had sex at a party.
Party?
I've had sex, like, on the kitchen counter at a house party while everybody was in the kitchen eating.
And what?
Nobody
knew that you were having sex? What do you mean? That is crazy.
I was wearing I had a towel. I was out of the pool and I was sitting on top of the island. And he was just standing in front of me. And people were all around. My friend Davina was there making nachos.
Are
like,
you sure that people didn't know that you were having sex?
No, I don't
too
think
drunk.
I mean, it's possible.
You were too drunk.
I think they were too drunk.
Because I'm really good when knowing things are fucking happening and I just like, Don't dress it. Just act like everything's normal. I feel like it's not happening right here.
Because as soon as they came in, like we would stop moving, but everything was still in place.
Yeah.
And then they would go out and we'd continue.
Houdini over here. I mean, I think in my early teens, you know.
You ever had sex in your friends' homes or like in the same room with anybody?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I had my girlfriend, she was dating this guy, and I'm telling way too many stories, but I invited her over with her boyfriend, who I knew because I went to acting class with him, and this is a girl that I had hooked up with, but I wasn't asking her to be part of my thing, and I wanted her to just video. I wanted to have sex in the same room in my living room while she had sex with her dude, and I wanted to film it.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to film it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I like called it was Valentine's Day. I'm so romantic.
God, amazing. I did something similar like that on Valentine's Day.
Really?
So just a Valentine's thing, not taping, but like
just wanting to plan something kind of naughty,
groups
different.
Groups were having.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't planned. We took an edible, and then we ended up, went and got room. Sugarfish, and then, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
We ended up coming back, and it was like, it started in the same room, and then like one went into the kitchen, and then we went into the hallway.
Oh my God.
And then we forgot that we invited a friend over.
I put on porn and set up my camera and got on my couch. And I think I even had like toys out and had my friend. I was like, go do it. But I remember calling them on my way to this bar in Sherman Oaks called Pineapple Hill. It's like a little dive dirt bar.
Oh, okay.
And like calling them saying, come to the bar. I want to talk to you. We're already drinking. And I was like, oh, wait, you guys come back to my house and fuck.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, I kind of want like someone to film me that I felt comfortable with, but then I want to see you guys. I can film you. You can film me. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, cool. We're down.
Wow.
And then this is funny. We did our business. And then the guy told my girlfriend that he loved her for the first time. Like,
during this experience?
Yes. And she freaked out.
And it ended their party.
Their whole thing. I was like, what are the odds? Like, why would you tell her that you love her?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You don't know why?
No.
A man is seeing someone and they're down to do an experience like this. They're probably like, oh, fuck, I love you. I fucking love you, man. I fucking love you. You do this shit, I fucking love
that's,
you.
That's probably what it was.
100%. Oh, come on, ladies. That's fine.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. He's like, I love you.
I love you.
You're so amazing.
How much time?
I don't even know. Where are we?
Oh, we're at 31.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow. Let's do one more question because that just took up so much.
Sex questions always
take up. Okay, this is just going to be sex, I guess, because they're mostly just sex questions. We've had some not so naughty ones, and now this is a bit of a naughty one. Actually, no, you know what? Let's do a work one because this is kind of cool because I'm filmmaking. Do you have any cool tips on how to direct an actor or an actress in a horror movie?
Ooh, that is a good one. You know, I feel like there's not really like a technique that I would say to like work. I think that you just need to have like an understanding who your actor is prior to doing like
what do they need?
What do they need?
Right.
Stuff like that. And there needs to be like some sort of trust between one another. Because, you know, it's so weird because I don't know how you work, but I really absolutely hate it when I have to, like, start to cry. And then the first AD sees it and they're like, everybody quiet.
Oh.
Be silent when working around. And I'm like, no. Make noise. Like, I'm in my own world.
I have the opposite happen. Usually I'm off doing my thing and someone comes over and goes, are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need a tissue? I'm like, can you just... I have like 14 seconds to be hysterical. Can you not come over here asking me if I'm okay?
Okay, just don't ask if we're okay.
But they're always like, are you good?
You're good.
I'm like, I'm just in the corner hyperventilating. Like, yeah. I have to turn around and face the wall so they don't bother me.
Yeah.
This makeup will come over like trying it. You're like, oh my God, you're
really fucking me right now.
Or, you know, people like when you are doing an emotional scene and everybody's like laughing and talking and you're like, God, that's so.
Yeah.
It's so disrespectful, but I would never put like a Christian Bale or anything like that.
No. But I think that's one thing. I think you just kind of got to know your actor and actress and talk prior and just find out what they need. And, you know, if they need space.
Have you ever worked with somebody who had like odd needs as an actor that you were like, that's because I haven't worked with that many people that had specific needs from the director. I've worked with very few, I think, directors that like want to direct and like really get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
I've worked with method actors for sure.
Have you? I've not.
Yeah, man. I've worked in, and actually one is like a close friend of mine, and it's very difficult to work with. Because it's They can't like break it.
Isn't that ridiculous?
They can't break it.
I don't understand.
I know. I don't get it either. But it works for them.
But
I
mean, do you think it's just an act?
I don't think so.
Because it makes them really feel like...
I think their brain is not wired like really? Us. You know? I think that it's a lot difficult for them. I think that's what it is. It's more difficult for them.
So they have to stay in it.
Mm-hmm. Me, I gotta go in, out.
I'm like, I'm an actor. I don't need to.
But maybe because we started when we were young.
Maybe.
You know, it's all you was born. It was like what we were learned to do.
Yeah. I sleep like 30 seconds.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I'm like, okay,
let me know when you're ready. And I'm like, just give me a minute. And then it's like, boom, right there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know everybody always points that out. They're like, never been an actress who can just laugh and crack a joke and be singing like, you know, like 50 Cent. And then you yell and then you're slating it. And then I'm like crying and screaming.
Yeah.
I'm just that way. It's because
we started young, I think.
I think so.
The other day before we end this, I have something that's funny. I was with my kids and I was pretending that I was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I might have taken an edible before this happened.
Nice.
But I was realizing that as an actor, people around you don't, because we can turn it on so easy. Mm-hmm. People around you don't really know if it's real or not.
Yeah.
If it's true or not.
Yeah.
So I was pretending to be hurt and Jagger was like very confused. And I was like, he'd pretend to give me a shot and I would go, ow, 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 you know, whatever. Yeah. And he was like,
oh, because you're too good at it. Oh,
but it was so interesting. Yeah. And then when he hit my knee and I kicked it, pretended to like kick it really hard. And he was like, like all excited and freaked out by it.
Oh my God, I love that.
It's like our kids, like you don't like, yeah. It's so interesting to watch other people around actors when you can do that.
Yeah.
Because I guess if you're not an actor, you can't.
Well, doesn't it come up in relationships? I mean, did you not ever have that in relationships where like the person's like, are you acting with me right now?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Or stop acting with me. Like, what? I'm not, man.
Just in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Wait, wrong one. Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Fun. You learn a little bit more about each other every day.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go hide in a plant, and I'm going to get this bitch to tell me who it is that she had wild, crazy hotel gray sex with.
I think you're going to be surprised. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Submit your questions to Instagram, Talk Scary to Me Podcast, or the email, which is podcast@horrorgal.com.
And you subscribe and like and do all of those fun things.
Yeah, send videos. And if you guys do want to stay anonymous, you guys can put that in there and we won't mention your name, but if you want us to mention your name, but submit videos because we really want to like see your faces.
And please no videos of masturbation.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple, so none of those.
Not into
it. We're gonna blast it all over.
I am gonna out you in your yucky penis.
Yeah.
Bye guys.
Good. Okay, Hobbs, tell me who it is.